It's going to be another layer of the intrigue, and everyone's been talking about Willow and Beau Mertens, and I suppose for the other jockeys in the room, it makes it tough to try and get on some nice rides. And one man who's managed to do that tomorrow, though, is Froggy Newitt, and he joins us now. G'day, Craig. How are you, mate?
Morning, guys. Very well, thanks.
Making it tough for you boys when Willow and Beau are in such demand towards the end of this season as they fight out the premiership?
Yeah, it is a little bit. They're going great guns, so obviously big field tomorrow helps a bit. But it is pretty tough at the moment.
Froggy, how have you seen your season this year, mate? You've had 14 city wins, but you're really getting some momentum in town towards the back end of the season. Look, I'm going to put you in the not quite the veteran, but you're in that established player.
How old are you,
well,
Craig?
You know what? He's picked every week.
32,
he'd be in...
mate. Give me
32?
He's been around for ages, mate. Froggy, I'm sorry, mate. You've been around for ages as long as I can remember. If you're picking a footy team, you're still in the first 18 picked, I reckon. You do your job every week. Have you got goals for next season to improve on the city wins this time around?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, I think this has probably been my quietest year in the 15 years I've been here. Saying that, we still managed to get a group one. But yeah, obviously, it's starting to pick up a little bit now. So hopefully, we can continue it right through the end of winter and into the spring.
And associations with trainers like Chris Waller are obviously, you know, they're going to help that progress, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's always going to be bullets there to be fired. So just got to keep chipping away, doing me bit, and hopefully keep riding winning.
You're spending a lot more time at Flemington now with that kind of all-round approach. Previously, you've just pretty much based yourself at Caulfield, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been at Caulfield since I moved. When I first started with Freddie, he was at Caulfield, and then went to Rye, but ever since I sort of come back from my 18-month disqualification, I've been at Caulfield for Mick, and it's probably been the last 3 or 4 months now that I go to Flemington Tuesdays and Fridays.
What's the difference between the two tracks? Is there a different sort of vibe, a different culture around the people that work at the different venues?
No, it's pretty similar. The only horses come up to the middle of the track and you bounce on them and off them and do as many as you can before you head off to the races.
Oh, we like that. We like a man who just makes it, distills it down into the simplest terms. That's what the punters want.
Just goes to work and gets the job done. That's what he does.
That's what he's going to do tomorrow. Let's start with your first one, Spearhead, in race number one. It's going to come up pretty big odds, around about 20-1. But, gee, it was a nice win last start.
Yeah, he's going pretty good, mate. He's trialled up really well leading into his first up run, and his first three runs were all on the synthetic, and I just don't think he was running well, but he was running below what I was expecting of him. And then we took him to Ballarat the other day back on the turf, and he went straight to the front and was never going to get beat. He beat a nice horse in No Show, which I think goes around later in the day. He's drawn wide, which I actually think suits him because he can be a bit of a handful in the barriers, and when he's far away, he sort of finds himself in trouble. So he'll be last loaded and hopefully first out. I think the Kai Prince will probably lead, and he'll probably look to get a nice sit on him, and with no weight in his back, he'll run really well.
Craig, you've got Prescott and Wayanka for Waller in races 4 and 6, but one of my favourite horses goes around in the Monash Stakes, and I think he might be a favourite of yours too, O'Malley. You've got a really good record on this horse. I think you've had 4 rides for a win, and you've ridden some big races on this horse. It's sort of listed in Group 3 level. Have you got a bit of a special click with him?
Yeah, look, he's a horse that, as you said, I've got along really well with him and got a pretty good record. I think on soft ground, he's a genuine Group 2, probably fringe Group 1 sprinter. But on top of the ground, obviously his well-documented issues with his knees, he just doesn't let go as well. So we got a bit of rain here at Caulfield this morning. Hopefully it can continue through the day. And if the track comes up soft, I'd expect him to be right in the finish.
Gee, it might pan out to be a nice race because the speed looks like it's going to be hot, which could just play right into your hands.
Yeah, especially if they're sort of getting off the fence sort of later in the day too. Hopefully it's starting to chop out by then, and I think if they're getting to the middle of the track, they'll probably bunch coming to the corner. If he's only sort of 3 or 4 lengths off and turning for home, he'd be very hard to beat.
Well, you've got O'Malley in the feature, and as Sharkey said, you've got three for Chris Waller. Out of those three, Prescott, Wayanka and Invincibile, who had an atrial fib last start, who do you think's your best Waller ride?
I like Prescott up to 2,000 metres. Wayanka's good coming back to 1,400. And in the last, I've actually done all the work on Hippicus, which I was originally booked for, but then was swapped at acceptance time. Because Chris thought Invincibile was the better ride. So if I go on Chris's judgment, Invincibile.
All right, very good.
What about your judgment? How's Hippicus going?
Well, I haven't. Hippicus is going pretty good. I'm actually surprised because I think he's going to run a very good race. Obviously, it's going to be short for him, but if they run along, which they look like they will, he'll hit line hard.
What's it like when you're riding now for Chris and the relationship there? I mean, we know what he's been able to achieve. It seems quite phenomenal. Now that you've got to see him up close and personal, what's it like working with him?
Yeah, very good. I've ridden for Chris for quite a while. I think my first Group 1 winner for him was probably 4 or 5 years ago now. I've sort of always been sort of on and off riding for him since then, and I get along with him really well.
Well, we'll follow. We might just have to throw Invincibile in as well, even though we defer to Chris's judgment. We're going to a hiccupus, we'll throw in as well as Invincibile. Mate, good luck tomorrow, Froggy. It'd be great to see you pull off the feature.
No worries. Thanks, guys.